This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinx.
My name's Craig Holland. I'm on full scope electrical at ATL and I'm on week two.
Hi, Craig.
Hello.
So, Craig, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was actually working as an electrician's mate. I just didn't have my qualifications.
So, have you always been interested in electrics then?
Yeah, from when I left school, I started it.
So, you mentioned you've got a bit of experience as an electrician's mate. Can you tell us a bit about that then? How long were you doing it for and what sort of stuff were you doing?
I'm 22 now. I started when I was 17, so 5 years. I was doing all sorts of work, really, domestic, commercial, pre-phase stuff. I learned the practical okay from that, but from coming to the training centre, it's helped with the theory side of it.
You mentioned earlier about the electrical experience you've got working for 5 years as an electrician's mate. Can you tell us a bit about how you arranged that experience then?
When I first left school when I was 16, I sent out a CV and a letter to almost everybody in 20-mile area of my house through the Yellow Pages. I didn't really find much back from that. And then, luckily, a family friend offered me a job working with him as an electrician's mate. So I ripped his arm off.
So you're on your practical training at the moment. How are you finding it?
It's good. Definitely with the testing side of it, it just helps everything come together. Everything you read in the book, it can sort of be a minefield at the when you're reading it, but when you come to the practical, it all comes together.
So you are on your second week of practical training.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in those 2 weeks?
The first week, we went through some health and safety, some regulations. And then on the second day, we started in the bays doing the practical work. We did lighting circuits, ring circuits, and then we've been testing it all out.
We've talked about your practical experience and how you're finding the practical training. Let's start talking about the theory side of the course. How are you finding that?
The first book I had was okay because I sort of had a head start on everybody else. The next book, it's okay, but there's certain parts of it you can read and read again and it still won't go in your head until you come to the training centre and then they explain it to you, which then it all clicks all of a sudden.
What are your plans then, when you finished your course, got your qualifications, what are your plans?
Go self-employed straight away. So I've got a bit of work coming in, but I've not got the qualifications to sign it off, so I'm having to turn it down at the minute.
So what tips or advice then would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing and train as an electrician?
I'd say look into the course before you definitely decide on it. There is a lot of maths and science involved in it, so if they're not your strong points, I'd think twice about it. Financially, it hasn't really affected me at all because I managed to get a 0% interest loan, so that's been okay. Apart from that, if you think it's right for you, go for it as soon as possible.
That's great, Craig. Thank you for joining us.
That's okay.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.